Officials with the Round Sheriff's Department believe that educating the community about how it operates will help it gain more support from local residents. Chief Deputy Joe Klein says the mission of the Citizens Police Academy is to foster better communication between Round County citizens and the Sheriff's Office.
It's important for every citizen to be as informed as they can be about what their sheriff's office does and what law enforcement does. I think sometimes when there's not an open flow of communication or open flow of educating people on what law enforcement's all about, what the sheriff's department's all about, then sometimes not knowing leaves room for speculation.
Klein says this has been in the works for a while. The original plan was to have several of the sheriff's departments from surrounding counties involved, but that plan fell through. He says his office decided to go ahead with the academy anyway, because it believes that informing local citizens is something important that needs to be done.
I brought the idea up to some of the deputies and some of our office staff, and they were all excited about it and wanted to be a part of it. And so we put it together this past spring of this year. That was class number one. We're presently right now in class number two, and we've had a really, really good response to what we're putting out there, the information that the citizens I truly believe need to know that maybe they don't know.
Klein says that the Citizens Police Academy is about more than just sitting in a classroom. He says some of the lessons are more hands-on, giving participants the ultimate experience.
The hands-on part of it involves the firearm simulator. What we bring in is a simulator that trains in firearms, shoot, don't shoot situations. It's actually video-based, scenario-based, and it puts not only law enforcement officers, we train with these same tools. It puts us and our citizens in the same situations as law enforcement would have to deal with out on the street.
Klein says the scenarios will be different for each participant.
Whatever scenarios we respond to is what these videos are made of, and they're interactive. The person that runs the simulator can determine the outcome of what happens based on how the officer, or in this case the citizen, deals with the situation.
Klein says there are many benefits to holding the Citizens Police Academy, for both those attending as well as the instructors.
The overall experience, the knowledge, and being informed on what the sheriff's office does and what law enforcement does. It doesn't make anybody a deputy sheriff. It doesn't give anybody any special powers or authority, but it does give them a basic knowledge of what we do and how we do our job.
However, Klein says there is some key criteria you have to meet if you would like to attend the academy.
There's an application process. You have to be at least 18 years of age or older. You either have to work in Round County or live in Round County. And we take the applications usually about 30 to 60 days prior to the academy. The next one will be spring of 2014. We'll start in April. And it's 10 weeks in length. Week 1 through week 10, and then week 11, we do a little graduation ceremony and do a little cookout and present the certificates for participation.
The participants in the Fall Citizens Police Academy will graduate this October. The Spring Academy will begin next March and will end in May. An application may be picked up from the Round County Sheriff's Office, or you can download one from their website, www.roundcountysheriff.net. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Shelby Steele.